The next kina, kina yadalaf, by Yechonen Yirmiyahu Yoshio. Yesterday on Shabbos, when Rav Shlomo asked me to introduce and explain on the kinas, I should correct to Rav Shlomo for organizing. I at lunch at the Shabbos Suda, I mentioned to my kids what I'd be doing. So one of my sons asked me a question. I told him which one I'd be. I was asked to introduce, and he asked me, "Well, when did this take place? When Yeshua was lamenting over Yirmiyahu was lamenting over Yeshua's death?" So I said, "Oh, I actually had heard this 15 years ago." So I said, "Oh, it was 22 years before the destruction of the first base of Mikdash." So he asked me, "So why, if Tisha B'Av is a commemoration of destruction of Beis HaMikdash and further tragedies that happened, why is this kina included? It happened before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash." So I said, "Yeshua, why are you asking so many questions? It's not Pesach, it's Tisha B'Av." But the answer to his question is actually in from the very first pasuk of the beginning of the kina, which is actually a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Vayikonen Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu, vayamru kol ha'sarim v'sarot v'kinoseihem al Yoshiyahu ad hayom. So he lamented over Yoshiyahu. All the male and female singers, wailers, were instructed that day by Tzmim l'chok al Yisrael, and it was passed down as a chok in Yisrael v'inam k'subim al hakinos. Rashi says, on this pasuk, by Yitim Lachok, Kishem Yizdamim Lahem Tshum Tsar Ubechia, Shehim Mekorni Mubochim Al Hamaora, when any bad event should happen that we should wail over such an event, Maskirim Zeha Tsar, we remember this specific example of Tsar, Imo, with it, with whatever the current was, Dugma Batishba, Tisha Bash, Maskirim Kinos Al Haharugim, the gezeras she'eru b'yameinu, as Rashi is saying, even the gezeras that are happening nowadays, we also remember the previous tsaros. Kein yichyun al mos Yeshiyahu dugma. We should also remember the death of Yeshiyahu as an example. So we see here that this is the prototype, so to speak, for all types of kinos. Yoshio's death. We're going to see in this what the kina, and I will shortly try and give the historical background as to why it was such a tragedy and what the tragedy was bichlal. And we see it's also a precursor for any other future tragedies that would happen, as everyone else, people have mentioned, and we are all going to mention today: pogroms, worms, gezeras tafratat. Books, Svarim, cartloads of Svarim being burnt in France. But what is it about the death of one person, the king, that we have to incorporate in for all our futures? So if you take the most recent biggest tragedy, or massive tragedy, the Holocaust, the number 6 million. The number 6 million is unfathomable and very difficult to relate to. A much easier way that we can relate to it is by focusing in on one individual, whether it's a grandparent, or some people might have parents, I'm pretty sure we were all in school, if we don't have grandparents who went through the Holocaust, but I certainly remember going to school and every assemblance day having a survivor tell us his story. So if you focus on the individual, it brings it home a little bit more, and it makes it slightly more relatable. In the specific example of Yoshiyahu, we're also mourning the failed potential. Gedulas mitas tzaddikim kesreifas beis Elokeinu, says the Gemara. His death was considered a tragedy because we never had a leader in Jewish history who sparked such a Baal Teshuva movement, even greater than Eshet Torah and Har Sinai combined. He The pasuk says in Malachim, "B'chamo lo hayal ufanav melech asher shav el Hashem b'chol ruvo b'chol nafsho b'chol meodo k'chol toras moshe ba'achavav lo kam kamohu." Not before, not after. What is the background to the kina which we're about to be reading? Yeshua's grandfather Menashe was one of the most wickedest kings ever, and this was, don't forget, during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash. There was Avodah Zarah that was introduced into Yerushalayim and even to the Kodesh Kodashim. And he did do tshuva at the end of his life, but it was too little, too late. Menashe's son was also an idolater who corrupted Yehuda for 2 years before he was assassinated by the palace guards. Yeshayahu took over when he was just 8 years old. And the Navi explains to what extent was Torah eradicated, to such an extent that the king of the Jewish people did not see a Sefer Torah for the first 26 years of his life. In the 18th year of his reign, Chilkiyahu, which was Yirmiyahu's father, who was the Kohen Gadol, he got the renovation contract to repair the Beis HaMikdash. And they were cleaning up, and they found the Sefer Torah. And they opened up the Sefer Torah, and it was open. They opened it. Where was it? They opened it up, and it was rolled up to Parsha, the Tochacha in Kisavo, Awur Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Azos La'Sososam. And Yoshiel realized that, oh, this is a message. And he took this message to heart. He tore Kriya, he called a quick convention of the leaders at the time, and the Zakenim, and he appointed agents to go throughout the lands and to destroy the idols. And as we're all familiar, he thought he was having success, but the people were tricky and they couldn't let go of this taiva. And they did the tricks of hiding, of splitting the Avodah Zarah down the middle behind the doors. When the agents would come in to see, they would not notice anything untoward, close the door, and the Avodah Zarah was back in its place. So he thought he was having success, and he was making great inroads, yet it wasn't enough. Paro Necho, the leader of Egypt, asked for permission to travel through Eretz Yisrael in order to fight Ashur, which was north of it, which is north of it, or was. And Yeshayahu, without consulting with Yirmiyahu, or he consulted and didn't listen to him, did not allow a foreign nation to travel through, because he felt he could rely on the pasuk in Vayikra, Mechir le'avor batzachem, that in a time of peace, when Klal Yisrael was on a high, even a foreign nation, which is not going to be waging war on Eretz Yisrael, will not pass through. And so he denied the leader of Egypt the permission to come through. And they fought with him. And eventually, as the Kina describes, the arrows were shot, and 300 landed in Yoshiyahu. And on his deathbed, he cries out, Tzadik Hu Hashem Ki Marisi Piu. He realized his mistake. He realized that Klal Yisrael was not on the level that obviously would have protected them and himself. And he died. It's asked if the Tochacha that was opened up, when they found the Sefer Torah and opened up the Tochacha, it was in Parshas Ki Tavo. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Rashi Ner Yisrael, asked, we're familiar with the Ramban, who says that the two Tochachas, the first one is foretelling the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and the second one in part is a foretelling of the second Beis HaMikdash. So how does this stem that what Yoshiyahu opened up and what the Sefer Torah was written to at the time was about the second Beis, was foretelling the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash? So he asked Hulda HaNeviya, and she actually told him that he said, because you're such a great leader, that you will die in peace. You're not going to see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was somewhat of a comfort for him. But it still sounds a bit selfish that, fine, that was nechama to him, but the Churban still took place 22 years later. How at all was this a nechama? So it could be, the Nachal Shimshon answers, that because of Yoshiyahu's tzidkus, that's what actually determined that Churban Bayis Rishon would not last as long as Churban Bayis Sheni. And that was the message how the Tochacha was opened up to Churban Bayis Sheni. He said, because of all the inroads and the prop and the Baal Tshuva, the coming back to Hashem, it was actually effective. It was effective to the extent that Churban Bayis Rishon only was for 70 years, whereas Churban Bayis Sheni is a lot longer than that. So we see from this Kina that, first of all, the power of one man, the power of doing the right decision, making the right choices, and putting the people onto the path of tshuva, which is essentially what the day is very much about. One of the components of the day, not only to recall or remember and misabal al Yerushalayim, but also to try and find our ways to make the situation better, such that the Churban will end sooner.